Wonderful. Golden age is the beauty of oneness. One kingdom, one language, oneness with each other, harmony. So because what is the basis of that oneness? What is the basis of oneness? Is when we follow the directions of one, then we become number one and we are able to win, conquer Maya, Ravan. Ravan means 10 heads. What does it mean? Did Ravan have 10 heads? But in Ravan Raj, in the kingdom of Ravan, there is the difference of opinion. In the government kingdom of democracy now, 10 ministers, 10 heads. Different opinion, different parties, different kind of understanding. So conflict is always there. Competition, criticism, complaints. So this is the kingdom of Ravan. It does not allow oneness. And Sri Lakshmi Narayan, where is first kingdom and one kingdom, many kings are of course, but Vishwa Maharaja, the king of the universe, of the world of happiness and harmony, is Arshi Lakshmi Narayan, Satya Narayan. Sat means truth, and Baba said, reality, pure reality of purity is called truth, which creates harmony and happiness. Not only just celibacy, but the purity of the heart, purity of vision, purity of relationship, attitude is of perfection. So, Lakshmi and Narayan are together, there is no two heads. 4 arms, 1 head. Means it is following the directions of only one and supporting each other in accepting that oneness. So this is why it is a big contrast of conflict of opinions and creating oneness in this. When Brahma Baba left this body and became avyakt, people think, now how long this institution will continue? Because every year when the head goes away, there is always conflict of many heads. Many want to become head of this place, of the Vatta Guru or any special constitutions are there. Institutions are there. But in Brahma Kumaris, Baba had created that deep purity, pure feeling of Shiv Baba in everyone's heart. Brahma Baba's service was selfless, impartial, unlimited, and constant care of his children. Mama and Baba, though two people, but always Mama said, Ji Baba, Ji Baba. And what Baba said, Mama's Murli will clarify the concepts of what Shiva Baba has spoken to Brahma Baba. Then this love for one foundation became very strong. When Baba became avyakt, then Didi and Dadi. Didi ji used to say, because Didi, any one of you, I don't think that any one of you have met Didi. Didi Manmohini. No, acha, yeah. She was the, when Mama left body, then Baba put her in charge of Yajna in the place of Mama. And from 64, 65 to 69, she was as in the place of Mama, giving sustenance, taking care of the Yajna, discipline in every aspect. When Baba became avyakt, then Didi said, we are Dadi Prakashmani and Dadi Manmohini. Baba had mentioned in the first Murli that Didi is already there and Prakashmani Dadi will be with her. Didi, when saw that Prakashmani Dadi is, she is young in compared to Didi. She is bright. She is active and enthusiastic. So instead of her, she put Dadi in front. And Dadi Prakashmani did not play as she is the head. She always consulted any opinion if somebody wants to ask. Say, okay, I will ask Didi, we will share with Didi and then we'll let you know the decision. She used to say, we are two bodies, one soul. One time, because I was brought up in spiritual and knowledge with Didi Manmohini. She was my mother of that center where Baba was there and Didi was there. I also actually took knowledge from Baba. Baba gave me spiritual birth, but Didi and Mama sustained me. So I asked Didi, but it is not possible, two body, one soul. She says, one soul means that oneness, whatever thoughts, opinion, decision and action, both of us have the same opinion. We share with each other, and if any clarity is needed, then we understand each other's opinion, and there has been never any two different opinion. It's only one mind, means one thoughts, one decision and action with harmony and happiness. So institution became more powerful, more strong in following the discipline. So Didi said, she will sustain the yajna with keeping the system, maryadas, timetable, study, spiritual sustenance, and Dadi can travel around in different centers. And certainly, then of course title is needed. And then she says, she is the head of the institution. This is what it's called, true love and respect of seeing the specialities of each other. Dadiji, if somebody will come and ask something as being announced as that she is head of the institution, Dadiji always said, yes, I will think about it and I will share with Dadiji and then we will reply. She never gave, this is my opinion. She says, let me check with Dadi. So it is called trust. Faith in Baba, Nishche, that it is his institution, it is Baba's Yajna, it is Baba's Seva. This was firm faith in this Yajna, Baba and Yajna. And trust means that you have good feelings and you accept whatever opinion of the other person is. It is, trust comes from the feeling, with the feelings of the heart. And faith comes with intellect. To see everything, nishche buddhi vijayanti, those who have faith in their intellect, they become victorious. And so faith, Baba says, but not only in Baba, but faith in self, faith in each other, faith in yajna, faith in time, that whatever Baba is directing, it is beneficial for us. And that is the godly power that Baba is empowering, giving us as Shiv Shakti Pandavami. And both Dadiji then encouraged the young ones, encouraged the youth. Then brothers also started taking responsibility of the yajna. And Didi's was family should come, so that it is that automatically then their children will become a foundation and a good assessment for good property for Baba's yajna. So then every home becomes an ashram. Vision is same, direction is same, connection is with one Baba, and then both together actually created this, what we see yajna today. Not only that, then Didi left body, Dadi, Prakashmani ji. How many of you met Prakashmani Dadi? It's a couple, it's a... Her generosity was that she did not just keep herself that I am in charge or head. She always took the other dadis with herself, thinking that everyone's speciality, everyone's good experience, every dadi's and dada's personal, the learning from Baba, gift and blessings from Baba should be used in yajna to sustain the self and sustain others. So what I want to say is, doesn't matter what different areas are there, different departments are to be in the center or yajna. Different activity has to take place, but it is supporting each other, understanding each other, accepting each other, and appreciating how much energy each one is giving. No one is doing for anyone else. Benefit is for the self, and it is task of Baba. When this is very clear, then there's no doubt, there's no debate, there's not any conflict, there is this zeal and enthusiasm, and trust in each other makes the work go very smoothly. So trust me something that you have faith in each other, You believe their goodness is goodness, their speciality are very valuable, and this trusting each other becomes, creates natural harmony and work with happiness. Okay, yes. This is, I think I met last time when October time, Malaysian group for short, but now a good opportunity to meet at this time. Baba's very special, courageous, faithful, obedient, discipline, and that is the secret that sustains the yajna, creates Baba's work, enables each one to present their specialities, and there is happiness whatever we are doing, you are doing. Would like to now open the floor if someone, any one of you want to ask anything, share your experience or what Baba has given you which is enabling you to continue. Right? Any question? Yeah. You have to come close because oneness. Fast effort. Fast effort. Fast effort. Fast effort.
Advice that you can give.
In fact, why do we want to make fast effort? When there is really, it is definitely fast. With the fast has to be steady. There is story of the hare and kachua. It is called, I do not know what is in Tamil language. And yeah. So the one who was very fast and had great intoxication, that hare thought that I am fast and continue to remain fast. But this fast created some kind of time. Oh, anyway, this tortoise is very slow, move slowly, I will win the race. And then when being fast, stopped himself. And tortoise continued to move it and reach the destination first. So though even you are not fast, but you are determined what promise you have made. You are courageous to face the difficulties. You have a constant enthusiasm and also accepting others, appreciating others. Your time is not wasted. In fact, all of us want to be fast. What it is that blocks us? What it is that is blocking us? The energy and time we waste about thinking about others, or something somebody has done wrong, our energy becomes focused on them to correct or criticize or disturb by the behavior of others. So though we are fast, but we are also fast, we become fast in criticizing others. So in fact, the method to go fast is continue to look at your own self. Continue to check yourself What is my thought pattern? How much faith and intoxication I have? And how much honest I am in moving forward? Then, of course, what it makes fast, what yukti, advice. Baba's Murli is not only just 2-page, 3-page Murli, but there is blessing, there is object signal, there is slogan. Even I cannot remember the whole Murli, but this, only that part, working regularly on this, because it is in the avyat signal, is also direct what we have to make effort. And blessing is also result and very direct directions. So it is just like, I have shared this before as well, but answer to your question is that when Baba's Shrimat is fresh, spoken to me, not only just I'm thinking it's a Murli, it's direction for me. It is not just general blessing in the Murli that everybody is reading, but it is Baba has spoken to me. When I take it personal direction and I begin to work on it, then power, what Baba has given direction, he also gives power to do it. And it is just like you are being empowered by the faith that Baba has in us. Baba has the faith that we are helping him to bring the new world closer. Creating the new world, we are Baba's helpers. So it is just like pushing wind. When wind is blowing, then automatically the energy works fast. Even the plane reaches before time. If you are working, cycling, for example, you feel automatically you are flying. You are not only just using the cycle power behind. But I want to say, when Baba is speaking small words, but with method as well, it is just like blowing wind from the back, tailwind, and it has fresh energy. If I use that like fresh food, fresh fruit, fresh food gives the energy to make the action properly and healthy. So in the same way, Baba's Murli's special points, it is my responsibility to take it in action, then I can move fast. Another thing is paying attention that I don't use my energy taking the responsibility of correcting others or directing others. What will happen in this? Some will accept me and some will not. Then there is also my attitude will become based on body conscious or discrimination or reaction, rejection. So it is my energy is lost as well as blocked. I cannot move fast because it is wrong direction. I have taken wrong road. And if I have taken the wrong road, and even I realize it is wrong, I have to come back where I got lost, where I took wrong direction. So checking the self, that what it is that making me slow. As Baba says, par chintan, par darshan, par mat, 3 things. When I begin to think about it, about others. Why did they do this? How can they speak like this? Why, what, where, who? It makes us Kaikeyi. You know Kaikeyi's character in Ramayana? Right? So then Kaikeyi and Mantra in Ramayana. So it is our story, practically. See, Kaushalya, her son had Ram dedication, faithful, renunciation, quality, there was no conflict. But Mantra and Kaikeyi, mind, fickle mind, and questioning intellect, selfish one, created obstacle, and kingdom which was belonged to Rama had to be given to him. He did receive, but 14 years delayed. So when we are going into blaming others, energy, using our energy with jealousy, or not jealousy but criticism anyway, that our own energy is becoming low and we are making ourselves, instead of going fast, we use our energy in struggling. New accounts, another aspect, I have to check, am I creating a new account of with conflict and courage? That makes us slow. Old account, we are aware that we have to finish the karmic account, but we don't realize that we are creating new account. And new account multiplies, just like we give little bit of in Baba's Yajna, we get multi-million times return. And if mistake is there, that also multiplies. Same now, as benefit is 100 times, multi-million times, in the same way, if I take a wrong step, it multiplies 100 times. And then to undo it, I think I am making good effort. Really I am making good effort. But in fact, good effort means I am correcting myself where I have gone wrong. So now I am earning, I am making very good efforts, enthusiasm, courage, everything. But I am using this, but my inner happiness is not there. The reason, I earn a lot, but I am paying my debt. For example, if you have $50,000 debt on you, and you are getting, for example, 5,000 every month salary, but you have 50,000 debt, so you will be thinking, I have to pay that. So your money, some goes for payment, some is goes in present, staging, making the state good, state of your mind. Only small is left for future. That blocks us. So what I want to say, new karmic account makes us slow, though we are very fast and enthusiastic. Is clear? Yeah. And also, immediate, not being influenced by what others have behaved wrongly with vices. Like today Baba said, protect yourself. Don't be influenced by that. Angels do not get in bondage or carry the burden of waste. So this is why it blocks us. Waste and weight. Both. I have to check. Anything has made me heavy. Anything made me forget my original energy. So, self, swadarshan. Paradarshan means to seeing other, and swadarshan, seeing the self. Parmat, direction and opinion of others and I am conflicting, inside not accepting or reacting, become detached. If you are not accepting, just full stop. You don't understand. I don't have to use my energy for that. Shirimat, Baba says, put a full stop. So Paramat, to change that opinions of others, use Shirimat. Pardarshan, instead of seeing others, introspection, to see myself. And also Parchintan, thinking about others, it will take away my happiness. If I am merciful, loveful, as Baba said today, give, if you think if something is they need it, be loveful, give love and power. But protect yourself. Then you are light, you are able to move fast. Okay.
How
I feel.
Yeah.
See, Baba had sent me according to drama. It was Brahma Baba's plan, and he told me I was here in November 68. I brought a group from Jaipur. And at Jaipur, first museum was there, created. Baba was very enthusiastic there. And so certainly I came for that service. Brothers and sisters from Delhi after 2 years said to Baba, Baba, now service in museum is going fast anyway. Others will look after. Please send Sudesh back to Delhi. Baba wrote to them, in Delhi, she was riding a horse. And now in Jaipur, she is riding an elephant. I will not take her off from elephant and put on the horse again. You prepare a lion, then I will send the Shakti. Now Baba's language, only with you understand what he wanted to say. That in Delhi, it was the service of establishment. Go in the temple and give lecture. Somebody leaves body, then give lecture there. Festival is taking place, then you go and give lectures. It was just like going different places to sow the seeds. And it is like one city one day, another city another day. Like going city to city. Enthusiasm was there, of course. Then Jaipur was service, very royal service. We don't have to go anywhere. It was a good attraction and good presentation of museum. So started doing service of ministers, of government ministers or other VIP. It was a kind of VIP service along with Brahmin service as well. So it was just like elephant moves, great intoxication. And with honesty, whatever is there, gives to the master. So it was direct directions from Baba, how you explain to the kings. If, for example, you have invited a king, take him in front of the steps, the ladder, and show them that, you know, in your original time, you had double crown. You were ever healthy, there was no war, you were here. And gradually as the time moves, you have reached here that no crown anymore. Now God has come to make this teaching Raj Yoga, making you double Tajdhari, double crowned king. So Baba's training was directed at that time. Anyway, so Baba wanted to. And so then I lived about 4 years there. Very good service. When 68, I, and in between when I used to come share with Baba what is happening and get directions. Like 68 November I came, and from Jaipur, the train was late. So I could not attend the whole Murli, but last part of the Murli. At that time Baba said, my daughter has come, she's living rose flower, spreading fragrance of spirituality. She will go abroad and will give a message to hundreds and thousands. Then he said, no, she will prepare heirs like this, many blessings. I did not know what abroad means. No. So many countries I had to go now. So it was Baba's blessings. So then the Liwalas, they send a telegram, Baba, we have prepared a lion, now you send Didi back. Means to serve this gurus. And in Rishikesh, in Haridwar, all these big Mahatmas and institutions are there. So another museum was opened in India, in Delhi, and Prime Minister Modi, Morarji Desai was there for a short time there. So it was minister service as well as for the service of gurus. So I went for Rishikesh and Haridwar, and we had this fearlessness and truth to share with sannyasis, with the Jagat gurus and this. It means time then came, abroad service started, and then I went now to fly on the Lufthansa, Hans, right? I felt I was now riding this Hans, Hans means swan, right, flowing from one place to another place, because Baba sent for service 100 countries. Different time, different things. So it was automatically destined to go of more unlimited service. And learned many things to understand what their feelings are, what their culture is, how they actually understand their opinion about Baba. So learned to feel. And also was good opportunity to go different places and meet the family unlimited. Came back to the Madhuban. So I lived abroad now 50 years. Went 49 years now. Went in 74. And now it is 24. Right? So 50 years lived, 49 years in abroad. Learned many different things to have according to feeling their pulse. And now coming here, of course, this is then the feeling of unlimited. Not anything missing, but understanding that is a constant flow of positive energy. It is not a question of establishing a new center or creating a museum or creating students. This is very royal service because all the kings are here already. All Baba's children are. So I don't have to do that one, the service. This is more joy of sustaining, sustenance and becoming place unlimited as well. Not one country, but to serve all countries. And that was, so in this way, it's a feeling coming back home. Back home. At that time it was Madhuban, now it is Gyan Sarovar, Shantivan, Pandav Bhavan, unlimited Baba service. Such a feeling is that before I was swimming in the river and now I am swimming in the ocean. So very well. And that was actually also Baba's blessing, that I go at different places, because when we went, Dadi, Janki and myself, we went there 74, same time. And because we had to stay there for the visa, for permanent stay, green card, what you call it, permanent stamp for residence there, we had to wait for 4 years. And then when it was okay that we can travel and we can live there permanent, then I came to Madhuban and met Baba's room. Dadi Didi invited Baba in Baba's room. And I met Baba personally. It was not a Murli, it was just like a meeting. I was so happy that Baba has come for me. And Dadiji had, of course, certainly certain things to check with Baba. And I asked Baba, in Baba's room, still Baba's room was small at that time. Later on it became bigger. And I said to Baba, Baba, I must have made some mistake that I have been separated from you for so long. 4 years I could not come. While from Jaipur I used to come after 4 months. With great love, Baba looked at me giving drishti and said, the high tides of the ocean go very far. They are not separated. They go and bring what is on the seashore out, bring in. You have not made a mistake. You are sent like a high tide of the ocean to bring those who are separated from, you are not separated, but you are there sent to bring back home those who are separated. At that time I didn't understand that we will travel so many countries. And from every country, wherever we went, Baba and myself, right? And Baba touched someone, one or another. So then, Baba, every time, wherever we went, Baba created some flowers. So it means, it is always, now it is Baba's blessings that it will be bigger and bigger and bigger place and bigger and more powerful service. So this is my experience. Okay, Om Shanti.